Recipes. This month's recipes are offered by members of the NFB of Ohio. Rotel Chicken by Colleen Roth. Colleen Roth is president of Ohio's at-large chapter. She is a longtime Federationist. She says that this recipe is great, but warns that it is a little spicy. Ingredients. 3 cups cooked chicken. 1 10-ounce can Rotel tomatoes. 1 13-ounce can chicken broth. 1 can condensed cream of mushroom soup. 1 can condensed cream of chicken soup. I substitute celery or a second can of cream of mushroom. 1 14-ounce bag regular Doritos, crushed, shredded cheddar cheese. Method. Lightly grease 13-by-9-inch pan. Layer a third of Doritos across bottom of pan. Set aside remainder. Place half of the cooked chicken on top of Doritos. Mix soups, tomatoes, and broth in bowl. Pour half over chicken in pan. Repeat these 3 layers. End with last third of crushed Doritos. Top with shredded cheddar cheese. Bake uncovered at 350 degrees for 30 minutes. This dish is also great for a potluck, but it is a little salty. Colossal Caramel Apple Trifle by Susan Day. Susan Day is a member of the NFB of Ohio Board of Directors and president of the Springfield chapter. Ingredients. 1 package yellow cake mix, regular size. 6 cups cold milk. 2 packages instant vanilla pudding. 1 teaspoon apple pie spice. 1 12.25-ounce jar caramel ice cream topping. 1½ cups chopped pecans, toasted. 2 21-ounce cans apple pie filling. 2 16-ounce cartons frozen whipped topping, thawed. Method. Prepare and bake the cake according to package directions using 2 greased 9-inch round baking pans. Cool for 10 minutes before removing from pans. Cool completely on wire rack. In a large bowl, whisk milk, pudding mixes, and apple pie spice for 2 minutes. Let stand for 2 minutes or until soft set. Cut cake layer if necessary to fit evenly in an 8-quart punch bowl. Poke holes in cake with a long wooden skewer. Gradually pour a third of the caramel topping over cake. Sprinkle with 1/2 cup pecans and spread with 1/2 of the pudding mixture. Spoon 1 can of pie filling over pudding. Spread with 1 carton of whipped topping. Top the remaining cake layer and repeat caramel, pecan, pudding, pie filling, and whipped topping layers. Drizzle with remaining caramel topping and sprinkle with remaining pecans. Chill to set. Store in the refrigerator. Central Asian Style Rice by Elizabeth Sammons. Elizabeth Sammons works for the Ohio State Agency, Opportunities for Ohioans with Disabilities. She is an active participant in our Ohio listserv. She offered this recipe with the following note. I learned from a Tartar friend to make this rice called plov in Russian while living in Siberia. There they used cone-shaped rice pots to make it on the stove, but using a rice cooker is far easier and just as good. So here goes with this U.S. modification. Ingredients. 2 to 3 chicken quarters, 1/2 chicken, or 1 large or 2 small chicken breasts, 3 to 4 large carrots, or about 1 cup baby carrots, 1 or 2 green, red, or yellow bell peppers, 4 cups uncooked rice, garlic cloves to taste, 6 to 8 cloves recommended, 2 whole cloves, 2 to 3 tablespoons cumin powder or seed, 1 cup fresh mushrooms, optional, salt to taste, corn oil or other oil to taste, but not peanut or olive oil, water. Method. Simmer chicken for about 30 minutes. Remove from broth to cool, but reserve the broth. Meanwhile, slice vegetables into bite-sized, fairly thin pieces. Debone the chicken and cut or tear it into bite-sized pieces. Peel and clean the garlic cloves, including cutting off the hard end of the garlic closest to the center of the garlic head. If the cloves are fat, cut them in half or quarter them, and place them in a separate cup or saucer. Over medium heat, fry the chicken and vegetables, except garlic, until the carrots feel slightly soft and no longer crisp. You should not need to add oil, since the chicken will have some fat, especially if it has its skin on it. Some small amounts of water may be added to protect from dryness while frying. Fry about 10 minutes at medium heat altogether. Place all ingredients, including rice, in a rice cooker. If the chicken is skinless or not very fatty, add some cooking oil, not more than 1/4 cup. Add the water in which you boiled the chicken, up to 6 cups. The rest may be cold tap water or ice, but it should come to 8 cups altogether. Seal the rice maker and let the contents simmer together. Usually, the entire cooking process, once in the rice maker, takes about 1 hour. It is all right to stir once or twice during the process to make sure ingredients are distributed, including spices. Chicken Broccoli Casserole by Delsenia Brown. Delsenia Brown is a member of the Cleveland chapter and one of the affiliate's deafblind coordinators. Ingredients: 2 boneless, skinless chicken breasts, 2 8-ounce bags broccoli cuts or florets, 2 blocks of cheese, 1 Colby Jack and 1 sharp cheddar, 1 can condensed cream of mushroom soup, bacon bits to taste, milk. Method: After washing chicken, cut breasts into bite-sized pieces and sauté. Place the broccoli in a 9x11-inch baking dish. Arrange the cooked chicken on top of broccoli. After thinly slicing the cheese, layer it on top of chicken breast. In a small bowl, combine the cream of mushroom soup and 1 soup can of milk and mix well. Pour the soup mixture evenly over the cheese. Sprinkle bacon bits on top of soup. Bake at 350 degrees for 45 minutes to an hour. Casserole is done when it is hot and bubbly. Enjoy. Golden Apple Bars by Carol Akers. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Carol Akers. Carol Akers is a longtime Federationist. She currently serves as co-president of Ohio's Parents Division. Ingredients: 2/3 cup shortening, 2 cups chopped apples with peels, 2 cups brown sugar, packed, 2 eggs, beaten, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 1/2 cup walnuts or pecans, chopped, 2 cups flour. Method: Cream shortening and sugar together and beat in eggs. Add dry ingredients, then nuts and apples. Spoon batter into greased 9x13-inch baking pan and smooth. Bake at 350 degrees for 35 to 45 minutes. Check doneness with a cake tester or toothpick, but note that if you hit an apple piece, it will be moist. As in the name, bake until golden brown. If using dark brown sugar, the color will be slightly darker. Enjoy this yummy dessert that my mom made for us as kids and still makes. Crockpot Chicken Mexican Style by Carol Akers. Ingredients: 4 to 6 boneless, skinless chicken breasts, 1 16-ounce jar salsa, 1 10-ounce can whole kernel corn, drained, 1 10-ounce can black beans, drained and rinsed. Method: Spray inside of crockpot with cooking spray. Place chicken breasts on bottom, can be frozen. Adjust number for amount of end product desired. Add salsa, corn, and beans. Cover and cook on low for 4 to 5 hours. Great to do while you are doing errands or at work. When chicken is done, use a fork to shred the tender chicken and mix with other ingredients. Serve by itself or over rice or tortilla or with taco chips. Diet-friendly when eaten with brown rice and even better as leftovers. Spinach Feta Salad by Deborah Kendrick. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Deborah Kendrick. Deborah Kendrick is president of our Cincinnati chapter and a member of the State Board of Directors, and she chairs the Ohio Scholarship Committee. Here's what she says about this recipe. When you don't have much time and want to eat something that is both delicious and nutritious, creativity in the kitchen is a good thing. This recipe has wound up being a staple in my house, the answer to a quick dinner for me or quick surefire contribution to a party. The amounts here are somewhat random, but will feed a crowd. To make the salad for just one or two or three people, trust yourself to guess amounts. With these excellent ingredients, you can't go wrong. And did I mention that it's delicious? Ingredients: 1 bag pre-washed spinach, torn into smaller pieces, 1 cup dried cranberries, craisins, 1 8-ounce carton crumbled feta cheese, slivered almonds, sliced strawberries or grape tomatoes, optional, raspberry vinaigrette salad dressing, or make your own dressing by mixing 1 part red wine vinegar to 3 parts olive oil. Method: Combine ingredients in layers, then toss gently. Pour on salad dressing to taste, about 3/4 cup for the amount above. Melinda's Hummus by Deborah Kendrick. My daughter and her family loved the gifts of hummus brought frequently by their Lebanese neighbors so much that she finally began tweaking recipes to come up with her own. The result is the best you'll ever taste. Ingredients: 2 16-ounce cans garbanzo beans, drained and liquid reserved, 3 tablespoons sesame tahini, 2 cloves garlic, crushed, 4 tablespoons olive oil, 3 tablespoons lemon juice, 1 teaspoon salt. Method: Combine ingredients in blender, pulse a few times, add 1/4 cup reserved bean liquid and blend, then another 1/4 cup bean liquid and continue processing, a minute or so, until smooth. Store in airtight container and refrigerate at least 1 hour. To serve, you can drizzle olive oil on top and sprinkle with parsley. Serve with bagel chips, pita chips, baby carrots, or any other veggie or salty dipper. Dutch Apple Cake by Bernadette Dressel. Bernie Dressel is a longtime member of the Cincinnati chapter. She is famous around the affiliate as a great cook. Ingredients: 1 package spice cake mix, 1/2 cup butter or margarine, melted, 2 eggs, 1 can apple pie filling, 3/4 cup firmly packed brown sugar, 1 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/4 cup butter or margarine softened, 1/2 cup chopped nuts. Method: combine dry cake mix, melted butter, and eggs. Spread across the bottom of a 9x13-inch baking pan. Spoon pie filling evenly over batter. In a small bowl, mix brown sugar and cinnamon. Cut in soft butter, then stir in nuts. Sprinkle this mixture over pie filling. Bake at 350 degrees for 50 minutes. Southern Baked Spaghetti by Shelby Hindle. Shelby Hindle is Secretary of the NFB of Ohio and President of the Capital Chapter. She was in charge of lunch preparation in last summer's Ohio Bell program. Ingredients: 6 slices bacon, 1 teaspoon minced garlic, 1 cup chopped onion, 1 cup chopped bell pepper, 2 14.5-ounce cans Italian-style diced tomatoes with liquid, 2 10-ounce cans Rotel tomatoes with liquid, 1 to 2 tablespoons dried Italian seasoning according to taste, 1 pound ground beef, browned and drained, 12-ounce package thin spaghetti, cooked and drained according to the package directions, 2 cups shredded cheddar cheese, 1 can condensed cream of mushroom soup, 1/4 cup water, 1/4 cup grated Parmesan cheese. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Grease a 9x13-inch baking dish. Cook bacon in skillet. Remove meat and sauté onion, bell pepper, and garlic in drippings. Crumble bacon and return to pan. Add all tomatoes, Italian seasoning, and beef and simmer for 10 minutes. Place half of the spaghetti in the baking dish and spoon half the meat mixture over. Sprinkle with 1 cup shredded cheddar cheese. Repeat these 3 layers. Mix soup and water until smooth. Spoon over casserole. Sprinkle with Parmesan cheese. Bake in the preheated oven for 30 to 35 minutes or until hot and bubbly. Stuffed Jalapeno Appetizer by Katie Shelton. Katie Shelton was an NFB scholarship winner last year. She is currently president of the Ohio Student Division. She is a music therapy major at the University of Dayton. Ingredients: 1 8-ounce package cream cheese, softened, 1 cup shredded cheese. The recipe originally called for Parmesan, but I've used cheddar and liked it. 1 pound ground pork sausage, 1 pound large jalapeno peppers, cut in half lengthwise with seeds removed. Method: if peppers are not already cut and seeded, clean them. Be careful not to touch your eyes with the juice from the seeds on your hands. Preheat oven to 425 degrees. Cook sausage in a skillet on medium until evenly brown. Drain the grease. In a bowl, mix the cooked sausage, cream cheese, and shredded cheese. Scoop about a tablespoon of the mixture into each halved pepper. Arrange the stuffed halves in Pyrex or another baking dish. Bake for about 20 minutes until light brown. Let the peppers cool and serve with an optional ranch dip. This recipe makes 12 servings.